Justin Flew back with you. Our Holton locker room chats continue with boys head coach Marco Hunter now joining us. The Wildcat boys 5-11 on the season and 3-6 in the Big 7 League. Last week, coach, we had talked about things going pretty well. You had strung together three straight wins, had three home games last week, and we knew the schedule was about to get a little bit tougher, and certainly did against Silver Lake, which we discussed, and then St. Mary's, one of the better teams this year in the area and in the Big East League, 66-40. You had played them once already, but seems like kind of a similar thing against St. Mary's, just a lot of guys that can shoot and score from the perimeter. They made some threes and just kind of seemed to pull away a little bit during that game as it went on.
Yeah, St. Mary's game, you know, both of those games, it was, you know, basically another midseason tournament for us. And, you know, coming from Silver Lake on Tuesday, and I knew St. Mary's was going to be a tough game for us. And we came out and we played, probably our best first half against a really good opponent, you know, all season. And, you know, and that was my deal at halftime. I said, fellas, you're up two. I said, you played well. You know, first quarter, we're up by 10 or up by 7. And, you know, we're playing well. And I was like, can we do it? Can we do it again for 16 minutes? Can we do it for another half and put together a complete game? And, you know, and they felt good about it. And I did too. But, you know, a team like St. Mary's, it's very well coached and very disciplined. And, you know, they just have that team chemistry of any good team that you want to have. And they shoot the ball extremely well and with great confidence. And, you know, once they got going, you know, we didn't have the collective firepower, you know, to match that. And that's when the game kind of separated.
Yeah, you mentioned it, but yeah, really good first half of 26-24 there at the break. And it's just being able to keep that going through four consistent quarters. And then Hiawatha, I know, is a different game. You're minus one of your starters. It was a different day and some game changes and all of that. But man, it just seemed like kind of a rough night. And especially on the defensive end, it sounds like maybe you weren't quite as pleased with some things that you were able to control them better defensively Friday.
Yeah, you know, we didn't execute defensively like I had planned. You know, we didn't defend the post very well. You know, we allowed number 52. We allowed him to catch and score pretty easy, and we didn't do that the first game. And you know, that was kind of that played in our favor. Is, you know, we didn't let him catch because he's more comfortable around the rim than he is anywhere else. And give credit to them. Boswell is probably their best player, overall player, and their best outside shooter, and you know, we held him to 4 points, but then other guys caught fire, which is what you do. And they're playing well. You know, they picked up a big win at Nemahal,
yeah,
themselves, and they got confidence right now. And you're playing at home, you kind of expect that. And you know, even though we're having down one starter, you know, I felt like we still could have played a lot better. You know, we only turned the ball over 9 times, so that was a big thing for me. You know, we didn't turn the ball over. We just didn't defend very well overall.
Well, you mentioned the confidence. What do you have to do to get it back with your team a little bit here with just 4 games remaining? It starts with Jeff West here tomorrow night, as you mentioned, a home game and a team you haven't faced, but then Osage, Sabeth, and Roll Valley, and the regular season is over. You obviously have some seniors that have played a lot of ball, and this is kind of their primary sport. So when does the sense of urgency, I guess, or what does it take to get this team to play in its best here down the stretch?
Well, you know, and the Hiawatha loss, you know, that I put that a lot on me because we didn't prepare near as good as we should have. And, you know, to get guys to kind of have that sense of urgency, it starts in practice, and hoping that's going to start today. You know, we have to prepare way better than we have been, you know, mentally and physically. And that's something that the kids can control, and that's something definitely that I can control. But, you know, the season's not over with, and I don't think they're done playing yet. I don't feel that in their minds. They're just disappointed in, you know, how the season's gone, because I know that the seniors, they want to win, and I want to win for them. But, you know, it's not just going to be the seniors. Everyone's got to contribute and do their part. So we just got to keep plugging along and put ourselves in the best position that we can be in, and hopefully make more baskets than we miss, and hopefully we're there in the fourth quarter to give ourselves a chance to win.
You bet. Well, I mean, there's certainly some positives to build from, and there's certainly a lot of opportunities ahead. I mean, you've shown that you can compete, you know, with some of the best teams in the area or in the league or whatever, and so it's just that consistent 4 quarters and hopefully a couple good weeks here to finish out the regular season and then make some noise when postseason rolls around. So best of luck against right. Jeff West and Osage City next Tuesday. Coach, we look forward to your games, and thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
Coach Marco Hunter of the Wildcats, the Holton Locker Room Chats, brought to you each week by Community Healthcare System, by the Farmer State Bank, and by Medical Pharmacy in Holton.